We're looking at supporting small to medium producers in the poultry value chain by implementing interventions throughout the value chain in support of private sector players or existing players in the market. I suppose our project is sort of centered around three core pillars. One is organization, where we're looking at organizing the farmers into business units or associations or groupings to allow them to gain access to markets as well as take advantage of aggregation models, for instance, bulk buying or bulk transport and that sort of stuff. So aggregation models. The second aspect of the project is capacitation, where we're looking to work with and through private sector and public sector in order to address the gaps or inefficiencies within the project, within the value chain, in terms of trainings, and it's in all various sectors. So it's in terms of trainings on technical, in terms of business, to allow farmers to maybe present bankable documents, and then also working with financial institutions, MFIs, banks, in terms of the financing aspect of the value chain. The final and third sort of pillar, which to top it off, is integration, where we're looking to integrate systems within this existing value chain, such as quality management systems, which has got a core focus around providing consistent quality of products to the end users, but also, you know, within the recent history of the poultry sector, it's dealing with biosecurity. Obviously, we had the bird flu, and so we want to enhance aspects on biosecurity amongst SMPs and the sector as a whole. Other areas is natural resource management, to ensure that we are effectively managing the resources that are used within the value chain, and then decent rural employment, which is touching on the socio-economic aspects, ensuring employee welfare, and within the private sector, promoting and encouraging corporate social responsibility to improving and increasing SMPs. Yeah, so. The project has been funded a total of 6 million euros. We're going to be operating in five clusters, which are designated by or selected by the consumer markets. There's going to be Harare and Mutare, Bulawayo, Gweru and Mashingo are the five areas, and a 100-kilometer radius. We'll be working within the districts and within the SMPs and within the value chain actors within those areas, that geographic scope.